Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're being joined by Sydney Ho from the Helper Vibes team. We're talking about this weekend's Helper Vibes event coming up on Saturday, July 26th, celebrating International Days and River Days. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
And you know, it's always fun when Helper Vibes rolls around, and especially when it's in conjunction with some other city celebrations. That's exactly what this theme looks to be doing. I mean, you're celebrating International Days and River Days. Lots of different celebrations all brought into one for this event.
Yeah, absolutely. With International Days being such a huge event, ours will just look a little bit smaller this week and make space for them, in addition to our Splash Day. That's always a good way to cool off in the middle of whatever hot summer activity you got going on this weekend.
You know, I've really enjoyed these water-themed activities over the past few weeks because they have been just what we've needed as that heat wave hit.
So true.
And you guys have hit it just right, too, where you didn't have activities of the week where that cold front was hitting us pretty hard. So the water-based activities went off very smoothly this year.
True, yeah. We did a river float last time as well, and we do river floats both vibes in July, and it was really fun. We had a lot more people than we had last year, and there was the cutest little lady floating with her dog, and it was all very safe, which is also important.
You know, having that mixture of fun and safe, you can't go wrong with that. Now, so looking at the entertainment this week, you guys are, as always, bringing the heat. Starting at 5 p.m., you have a Moab-based group coming down, the Nanites. What can we expect from them?
Yeah, this is the first time that they will be performing at a Vibes, but all I honestly know so far is that there's a stand-up bass involved, and I'm kind of excited for that.
No, I'm excited for that, too. That sounds intriguing. I love when they throw out something that's really unique that you're really not expecting. Then at 8 p.m., you follow it off with 2 Week Notice, a rock cover band, and that's a great name, by the way. That's one of my favorite cover band names I've ever heard.
A little classic. They are from Vernal, and we're actually recommending recommended to us by some of our favorites, Mothers of Mayhem. They're friends in some fashion, so we're excited to have the 2 weeks notice on our stage.
And you know, you gotta love it when the musicians have a recommendation, because that's someone you can kind of trust when it comes to a band sounding good. They're not going to go out and recommend someone, because not only that might cost them a gig, but it might also just be a terrible band. But this, having that musician recommendation, really inspires a lot of hope for this. Now, of course, as always, vendors all going to be a big part of Helper Vibes. What are we looking at this week in terms of the vendor slate?
Yeah, some of our favorites will have the Mambo Truck back and El Sartan. I finally tried the chicken strips last weekend, and they do hold up. And then we're going to have a mobile flower shop this weekend that's new and will be very fun.
I took my girlfriend to El Sartan the last time I had her down for one of these, and she was kind of shocked by it. That's how good the vendors are Helper Vibes. It's always a great time. And of course, kids' activities, always something fun happening over in the kids' corner.
Yeah, all I can say is it's going to be water-themed.
And you can't go wrong with that. I mean, like we talked about earlier, it's hot weather outside. Temperatures really starting to heat back up. You want to have those water-based activities. Now, of course, we love talking about our favorite adult part of Helper Vibes, the margaritas made by Shayla. What are we looking at this week that she's been cooking up?
This weekend, we have a summer sunset margarita that is going to be blood orange juice and house-made margarita mix, topped with orange juice and a splash of grenadine with a blood orange garnish on top and a habanero honey rim.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Now, with an event like Helper Vibes, you're looking at a very big event every 2 weeks, and a lot of you guys are volunteers. What does this look like behind the scenes as you're trying to prepare for one of these? What does it look like to set up for Helper Vibes?
That's a great question. A lot of work goes into just coordinating with the staff. We have an amazing staff, mostly high school kids, honestly, from Carbon High, and we love and appreciate them and everything they do. But a lot of coordination goes in week to week just in making sure that we have good vendors and that the drink is ready and that there's something fun for the kids to do and all of those fun things.
You know, it's a lot of moving parts that comes into Helper Vibes, and that's what makes it so impressive that you guys are able to pull this time and time and time again with little to no trouble. I mean, you guys, even if you are having troubles, you make it look like it's all part part of the show. You guys do an excellent job of putting these on.
Well, that's the dream, right? Any event planner would say if there's a problem, the best part is when no one knows that there's a problem at the event. That's all you can hope for.
And I think you guys exceed at that now, Sydney. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, make sure you come to the River Float. We're meeting at the Swinging Bridge in Helper at 4:30, and our lovely sponsor, Castlegate RV, will be there selling some really awesome tubes for a pretty good price, and they're also willing to blow up those tubes or your tubes, and they will be selling towels and lots of fun water.
Helper. You can't go wrong with Helper Saturday Vibes. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Sydney Ho, and we're talking the Helper Saturday Vibes coming up this Saturday, July 26th, celebrating International Days, as well as another River Float. Going to be a great time on Helper's historic Main Street. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.